Chav Beis Amid Aleph. Two lines in the end of the page.
You mentioned last time if both the husband and the wife they agree for the divorce, then the Mizbeach doesn't cry.
That's what it says in Halacha. Okay, last time the Gemara was saying that it's difficult for Hashem to make Shidduchim like Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Gemara asked the question, what do you mean? It's already predestined before the person's born who's going to marry whom. So how could you say that? And the Gemara answers the difference between the first Shidduch and the second Shidduch. The first Shidduch is based on your luck, mazel, and everything else based on your behavior. Okay, two lines at the bottom of the page. Chav Beis Amid Aleph. 22a6. Amr Rav Shmuel ben Nachman said, L'kol yesh t'mora, for everything in life, there's a substitute, chutz me'eshes nu'urim, except the wife of one's youth.
Wow.
That's not Shenemar, it says, eshes nu'urim ki simois, the wife of one's youth, can she be cast off? I mean, it's with the question. Really, there's nothing exchangeable for the wife of your youth.
What does it mean, youth? How old?
It means your first wife. Masel Rav Yehuda Rav Yitzchok b'nei Rav Yehuda said in the to Rav Yitzchok his son, he said like this. Rav Yehuda said this to his son, listen to this. Ein adam meitzei kredas ruach, a person can only find contentment mi'ish terishene from his first wife. Shenama, because it says in the Pasuk, yihi mekorcha baruch, let your fountain be blessed, usmach me'eshes Nu'uracha, and you rejoice with the wife of your youth. So he said, you can only get simcha from your first wife. Amalei, he said, kagein ma, give me an example of this, of such a wife. He says, kagein imcha, your mother. Rav Yehuda said to his son, your mother. So the Gemara says, that means seemingly that Rav Yehuda had a very good marriage. So the Gemara says, ain't it not true? But mikre Rav Yehuda Rav Yitzchok b'rei, Rav Yehuda, the same Rav Yehuda read to Rav Yitzchok his son, Umeit, the Pasuk Shlema HaMelech says, Umeit, ani mar mimaves, I've discovered something worse than death, as a isha shemetzudim echaramim, a woman whose heart snares and nets. But Amal, so he said, I never found anything worse than a rotten wife. So he says, kagain man, Who's an example of this? He said, "Kageini mecha," like your mother. So it doesn't make sense. First he says that your mother is the best wife, and then he says she's the worst wife. So the Gemara says, but it means like this: Miskev takifa. She was a very strong nation. The Mefarshim explain what this means. Miskev takifa. Rav Yehuda's wife was a very strong natured person, but ibura ma'abra b'mila. But she was very forgiving. In other words, like the Gemara means like this. First of all, Bechlal, the Mefarshim asks, why would Rav Yehuda speak to his son negatively about his own mother, his own wife? I mean, it's chinuch-wise, it's not a good thing.
True.
So he says like this, Rav Yehuda called his wife bitter. He was speaking of an inborn disposition, okay? That means by nature, she got angry very easily. But she worked on herself not to. Now that he gave an example of the negative of the wife, he said, by nature, she has a good bit temper. But she worked with herself, and we find a natural disposition. Therefore, the Buddha treasured his relationship with her dearly. Okay? But that's what the Gemara answers. Then the Gemara says like this, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Unya Mishmei the Rav, Isha Goylem hi. A woman is an unfinished vessel.
A virgin woman.
Ve'ena kareses bris elam isha osa keli. She binds herself with a covenant with one that makes her a vessel, meaning with the first husband. Okay? In other words, she becomes fulfilling the mission. She'nema ki be'alayach esayach. The one that lived with you, your husband, is your creator. Hashem Tzva Yishmei, Hashem is his name. Tanya, then the Gemara says like this. Ein ish meis ela le'ishtei. A man only dies to his wife. Meaning, who feels the most? The death of a husband? The wife. Ve'in isha meisa ela le'bayla. This Rashi being done on Chumash, by the way. And only the one that the wife dies for, meaning who feels it the most when the wife dies? the husband. In other words, the kids don't feel it as bad as the spouse. Okay, both ways, the husband and the wife. So the Gemara says, how do we know this? So he says, "Ein ish meisa el leishtei." A man only dies for his wife, meaning she's the one that feels it. Shenema vayomis Elimelech ish Naomi. It says that Elimelech died. You know the story with Ruth, with the kids and everything, the whole story. So it says Elimelech, the wife, the husband of Naomi died, right? So why do we know who he was? The whole pasuk is speaking of Elimelech, the husband of Naomi. Why is the Torah saying vayomis Elimelech ish Naomi? Yami ish Naomi, the husband of Naomi, to teach us that she was the one that felt the death the most. How do we know in Isha Mesa El Labailo? How do we know that when a woman dies, the one that feels it the most is the husband? Shenema, because by Yaakov Avinu it says, Vani Bavai mi Padon. Yaakov Avinu says to Yosef, when I came from Padon, Mesa Alai Rachel. It doesn't say Mesa Rachel. Mesa Alai Rachel means Rachel died for me.
On me,
meaning he was the one that felt it the most. So the Pearl of the Gemara says that this is the wife Gemara, okay? So the Gemara basically says that the Ashes Naudim is a big thing, the first wife is a big thing, and the one that feels it the most is the spouse, more than anybody else.
The survey proved it, by the way.
But I don't need surveys to prove what Torah says.
Rabbi.
Which, by the way, is common sense. Because the kids have their own lives. The kids have their own lives.
What's striking is that they surveyed that people grieved more about loss of a husband than their own child. Amazing.
That's questionable. According to Taylor Slavdav.
This is what the survey says.
Surveys from the Hamas?
No.
But this is all before the divorce or after the divorce.
Okay, then the Gemara says like this. The Mishnah said a statement. The Mishnah was talking about a king, right? So it says, you're not allowed to see the king when he's taking a haircut. The Mishnah says, and then going back to the Mishnah, you're not allowed to see a king when he's taking a haircut, not when he's naked, not when he's in a bathhouse. Why? Because all these things are disrespect. You need to have awe of the king. So Gemara says, Melech mistaper b'chol yom. A king has to take a haircut every day.
Wow.
That's the din. The Mishnah says, a din, that a king takes a haircut every day. A kohen gadol takes me'erev Shabbos to erev Shabbos every Friday. Kohen hedyit, a regular kohen, and the Gemara is going to learn out all these from Sukkim. Kohen hedyit, echad u'shloshimim every 30 days. Because the Gemara says after 30 days it's considered long hair. Can you imagine? Anyway, it says like this. A king takes a haircut every day. The Gemara is going to learn out why. A Kohen Gadol takes a haircut every Friday, because every Friday the new shift of Kohanim would come. The Kohanim would divide it weekly, right? So he had to look good for the new shift. So he took a haircut weekly. And a regular Kohen was not allowed to grow long hair, so he had to do it every 30 days. By the way, it's an interesting thing. The Alter Rebbe uses this Gemara to refute a Taz. You know, there's a custom, you don't cut nails on Thursday. Because it begins growing the third day. Mm-hmm. Right? It starts growing on the third day. And the Taz says the same thing, you can't take a haircut on Thursday. Because it also starts growing on the third day. So Al-Tabi quotes in this Gemara. And there are other people that answer the Taz, but Al-Tabi says, if the king takes a haircut every day, so how can you see the hair starts growing every third day? Then he should have to take a haircut every third day. What's the purpose of taking a haircut every day? It doesn't grow. But at 11. Okay.
This is, you shouldn't do that?
What?
You shouldn't cut the haircut? Or
no, anything? Haircut you could do. Nails, the customary not to. It's not also, it's customary not to. Okay, then the Gemara says like this. Melech mistaper b'chol yayin. What's the source that a king takes a haircut every day? Shenema, because it says, Melech b'yof yetechzen einecha. You have to see the king in his beauty. Okay, it's a basic. And therefore, every day the king has to look tip-top. Kohen Gadol me'erev Shabbos. Kohen Gadol takes a haircut every Friday. Why? Or where do we learn it out from? So he says, no. Amar Rav Shmuel ben Nachman, Amar Rav Yechanan, Hoel mishmores mischachis. Because the new shift comes in for Shabbos. So therefore, every Shabbos he needs to look good. Kohen Hedyit, Echad u'Shloshim Yom. Okay, and Hedya does it once every 30 days. How do we know a regular kohen takes a haircut every 30 days? Because it says, V'reishim yigalechu, they should not shave their heads, upera le'yishalechu, and their head should not grow. Kosein yikmesu es reshem, they shall trim their heads, and therefore it says over here by a kohen the word pera. And by a nazir, it says the word pera. So we learn out a kohen from a nazir, and just like by a nazir, we'll soon see it's every 30 days. The same thing, a kohen has to take a haircut every 30 days.
Rabbi, kohen gadol using only Yom Kippur. The rest of the year is nothing to do.
What are you talking about?
What?
What are you talking about?
The kohen gadol doing job.
Kohen gadol was busy the whole year.
What they do?
He's busy in all the other kohenim. First of all, the kohen was basically around the base of Mikdash. Kohen gadol. Yeah. Secondly, there were kabbanis the kohen gadol brought every day. Anytime the Kohen Gadol decided he wanted to work on the Beis HaMikdash, he worked. Kohen Gadol was a very, very busy man, busier than the regular Kohen.
The main job he has...
The main job, but the job of Yom Kippur was really hard. But no, but he worked, Kohen Gadol worked the whole year. I mean, HaMikdash
le'yetze. His life was online.
No, but chal, he worked every day in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kabbanis the Kohen Gadol had to bring every day.
Personally?
Yeah, personally.
They knew that they were going
to
die.
No, if they went in. I'm talking about the Papa Kohen Gadol.
What do you mean he had to bring korbanot himself?
There was a carbon. The
from his own money? Just the one from his own money?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Certain things from his own money, certain things not.
They were bald. They did not have any hair.
You want to know if they took a haircut? They saved the money. Okay. So the Gemara says, just say by a nozer, the concept is 30 days. Afkan shleishim yeim, here is also 30 days. So therefore, just like a nozer has to take a haircut 30 days, because the Gemara is going to explain, a regular nozer is 30 days. So therefore, we learn how to kohen from a nozer, therefore he has to take it every 30 days.
But anyway, you can't see his hair. He's got the turn.
We're in the first of the wide lines on Chav Beis Amid Beis.
Doesn't he have a turban on?
Huh? Yeah, but he still didn't cover the whole back of the head. Back of the head after green. Utana nami, and we also learned stam nazir is shleishim yeim, that a regular nazir is 30 days. So therefore, we learn how a regular kohen from a nazir, and therefore, just like a nazir has to grow his hair, but it's only for 30 days. The same thing a kohen. So the Gemara says, "Havahasim inolon." How do we know a regular nazir is 30 days? Meaning like this: if a guy says I'm a nazir for a year, he's a nazir for a year. If a guy says I'm a nazir for, not 10 days, he says I'm a nazir for 40 days, he's for 40 days. Whatever he says. What happens if a nazir says I'm a nazir and he doesn't say for how long? So we learn out it's 30 days. Not only that, the Gemara says, what happens if a nazir says I'm a nazir for 10 days? It's still 30 days. The minimal nazir is 30 days. So the Gemara says, how do we know? The Mishnah says a nazir is 30 days, but the Torah doesn't say a nazir is 30 days. So the Gemara says, v'hasami nolon, how do we know that a nazir is 30 days? Amar av masna, the Amikra, the Pasuk says like this, Kaddish yihyeh, it shall be holy, and yihyeh, b'gmatria t'losin hava. Yihyeh, yud hey, equals 30. Obviously, that's not the sources Halachah Meshim Sinai. Okay? But it's just to find a hint to it in the Pasuk. We know in Naziris, because Meshim Rabbeinu was taught in Naziris is 30 days. Okay, Amalei Rapap El Abayim. So Gemara says, Amalei Lir B'Klau. In other words, like this, there's a Pasuk in Yecheskel that says, Kainim should not let their hair grow long. So the Gemara learns out from Nazir, long means 30 days. So Rav Papa said to Abaye, maybe it means he has to take care of every day. Maybe means they should not allow the hair to grow long at all, meaning even less than 30 days. Okay? Now, the Mephashim right away asked, what do you mean, but there's a Gzeir Shava. So not everybody held of all the Gzeir Shavas. Rav Papa could be, the Gemara says, didn't learn like this Gzeir Shava. Amalei, 1 second. So he said to him like this: Yach iksiv lo yishalachu pera. If the pasuk said he should not grow long hair, then you'd be right. But it says upeda, they shall not grow, meaning peda leve. There could be hair, but shluche leilishluchu, but you can't let it grow. In other words, the Torah doesn't say in Yecheskel, don't grow hair. He says, hair should not get long. That means he could have hair, meaning up to 30 days, because then it's not called long, and then he's allowed to do it. So the Gemara asks, if that's the case, even if there's no Beis HaMikdash, Kainim should have to take a haircut every 30 days. Because the Pasuk in Yecheskel says, Kayanim, what we learn out, yeah? Kayanim need to take a haircut every 30 days. So maybe it's a din even today. A Kayan has to take a haircut every 30 days. How do we know that nowadays it doesn't apply? So he says, Dum yedayin, because hair and wine are equal. Now we know it says, a Kayan cannot drink wine, right after Nadav and Avihu died in Parshas Shmini. The Torah says, Yayin v'sheich al teisht, right? So he says like this, Ma yayin b'zman b'Yehuda os, just like wine only exists when he's going into the Beis HaMikdash. Shalei b'zman shari, not in the time it's allowed, afru yiresh, the same thing with here, b'zman b'yo, when there's a coming into the Beis HaMikdash, os it's forbidden to grow longer than 30 days, shalei b'zman b'yo shari. But the Gemara is going to ask a question, how do we know, maybe a Kohen can drink wine today also? But one thing, the Gemara is likening wine to hair. Just like wine, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, a Kohen could drink wine. The same thing, hair, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, he's allowed to grow his hair longer than 30 days. So the Gemara says, V'yayin shalei bizman b'yashari, is wine permissible nowadays for a Kohen? Is that true? But Tanya, Rabbi Eimer, Rabbi says, Eimer, and the I hold, Kohenim asurim lishtis yayin la'ilam. A Kohen can never drink wine. My opinion. Why? But what should I do? In other words, the making it good is going to result from his ruining it. Okay? Okay, meaning like this. He brings down over here. There's a beginning of a braisa that the Gemara doesn't bring down. He says like this. A Kohen, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they had like this. They had the Mishmeres. Okay, let me explain like this. David HaMelech and Shmuel and David divided the Kohenim and Levim into 24 shifts. They were called the Mishmeres. That Mishmer was for the week. Okay, so if you make a Cheshmen, it came out basically the Kohenim and Levim worked twice a year. There were 24 weeks, right? 24 shifts. And there's 52. So, because Yom Tov, everybody worked. So basically, it came out, each Kohen and Levi worked twice a year. Right? Once 24 weeks, and once every 24 weeks. Now, in addition to that, but the Mishmer could be a lot of Kohenim.
Once a year, why twice?
If you have 24 shifts, mm-hmm. How many weeks in a year?
Oh, weeks, not a month.
Months? Then it'd be every 2 years. Weeks, weekly. That's why the Kohen Gadol took haircut, because the new Mishmer came in. Now, let's say you had, for argument's sake, 200 Kohen. I mean, the families grew, right? So a Mishmer of these families had a lot of Kohen. So you didn't need all the Kohen working every day. So they had what was called, each day of the week was given to the base of. Base of means the family. So this family of the Mishmer, and as the Mishmer was on call the whole week, jury duty. But the base of, they worked, Sunday was this base of, Monday was this base of, and this. Okay. So the Brisa says over there like this. What happens if a guy, like it says, he knew his Mishmar, okay, and he knew his base of. Let's say a guy knew exactly which week he was and which day he was, so he cannot drink wine that entire day.
On that shift.
Why? Because he might come to work. Okay. A Kohen who is able to identify his Mishmar, but not his Beis Av, can't drink wine a whole week, because he doesn't know. He might be called up any moment. Okay. Now, it's possible that if the Beis HaMikdash is going to be immediately rebuilt, and the Mishmar and the Beis Av will be on duty, so therefore, a guy who doesn't know, the Brisa over there says like this, What happens if a guy doesn't know not his mishmor, not his beisav? So he can't drink wine a whole year.
Yes.
Why? Because the beis hamidrash will be built speedily. He might have to go to work that week. And he'll be drunk. So therefore, the Tanna Kamma says, a kohen doesn't know not his beisav, not his mishmor, cannot drink wine a whole year. Okay? And if you know your mishmor, then you could drink, but you don't know your beisav, you can't drink that week. Okay. Rabbi maintains that even if a kohen could identify himself, he still can't. Why? Because what happens if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt? Now today nobody knows anything. We don't know which Mishmar, the Kohen today, you don't know which Mishmar you are, you don't know Beis Av, right? Now the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt immediately. We don't know who's what, when, and where. So therefore Rabbi says, today you should, nobody should, no Kohen should be able to drink wine. Because the Beis HaMikdash can be built speedily, and that's it. Now, and you don't know even which Mishmar this was. Well, one minute.
No Shabbos Kiddush?
Huh?
And they all have to go to work while the Kohanim.
Yeah, the Kohanim. Yeah, because nobody could be certain with the old order of the Mishmar. Maybe the Mishmar will change.
Yeah, but isn't a certain time yet all the Kohanim went to work?
Only Yom Tov.
Okay, now.
One sec. So Rabbi says not. Why? Because in light of fact, so many years passed, it's not rebuilt, that's a Kohen permit. A Kohen's permit nowadays to drink wine without restriction results from his disruption from being able to perform temple service, meaning destruction of the temple and the delay in its rebuilding. So the Pearl Rebbe holds that ideally, nobody should drink, or no Kohen should drink wine today. Chum disagree. Okay? And the Gemara says, let's see this Gemara. The Gemara says like this, but it's a Michal. I skipped something. So it said, Rabbi said, really, nobody should, the Kohen should not drink wine today. So which opinion do Kohen drink wine today? That says, Karebi. Like Rabbi. And that's what I just explained. Because if they're following Rabbi, they could drink any time until the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. So you see, the rabbis forbid drinking wine. So the Gemara asks, how can you learn out that wine shalei bizman beer when there's no Beis HaMikdash you could drink wine? Only Rebbe says you could drink wine, but the Chacham hold you can't. So he says, no, Hasemainu Tamot is another reason. Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash will be immediately built. Ubein in Koroi Laveidom. Okay, and we need a Kohen fit to do Aveidom. But Lekan, he's not going to be ready because he's going to be drunk. So the same thing. He says also, if a kohen needs a haircut, this is a phenomenal gemara, by the way. The Rebbe, it's so interesting. The Rebbe analyzes his gemara in a second. The Rebbe says, this, we'll soon see, the gemara says, that how long does it take a kohen to undo the wine? Either sleeping, I was going to say a lot or a little, it depends. Sleeping or walking a meal, which is 18 minutes. That undoes the wine. So the Rebbe said, look at this Gemara. Rebbe says he can't drink wine today, or the other opinion says he can't drink wine today. Why? Because the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt and they might be drunk. 18 minutes undoes it. So you see from here, the Rebbe says, but the Gemara is saying, that in 18 minutes, the Beis HaMikdash could be rebuilt, and Kohanim could already be working. That's what the Gemara says clearly. Because right away, the Gemara is going to say, if you walk a mill, it undoes the wine. And yet the Gemara is saying, you shouldn't be able to, even though it's a havamina, la locha, obviously Kohanim drink wine today. It's even a havamin of the Gemara. It's an initial thought of the Gemara that a Kohen shouldn't be able to drink wine because the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt and he'll already have to work and he'll be drunk. That means within 18 minutes, the Beis HaMikdash could be rebuilt and Kohen could already be working, which is very difficult because they need to put Aduma and everybody's tummy, whatever. They wish they could do things. But you see this clearly from the Gemara. That within 18 minutes,
They go through underground tunnels to get there fast.
I understand they go quick, but still you need paraduma, tuma. I mean,
it's a miracle.
Huh? I obviously.
I would often tell me, what is pure.
No, it's the positive thinking of the rat.
18. This time, 18 minutes is the time, 18 minutes of the.
No, 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 18 minutes our time.
Bereshit,
no.
There was no coffee at that time.
Bereshit is also 24 hours in the. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. So the Gemara says, no. You can't compare hair to wine. Why? Hacham half should the misaper vial. In long hair, a kohen can immediately take a haircut. Right? But wine is going to take longer to get undrunk. So the Gemara says, no. Amad. Hasanami half should deny his port to vial. Over there, by wine is also possible for him to undo the wine. Why? The Amad Avacha, Derech Mil, walking a mill, Vishina Kol Shehu, and sleep even a drop, Mafigin is a Yayin, dissipates the wine. Right?
How long sleep?
Well, drop.
That 18 minutes is per Becher, probably. Like 5 Becher is like 3.
No, it's not per Becher. No.
No, and you're drunk.
No, according to Allah, a kohen can't drink a revius. A revius is enough to make you drunk. It's even stricter than the California code of drunk.
Somebody who had a revius is 18 minutes. Somebody who had two bottles is 18 minutes too?
Yeah.
Depends on the weight of the body.
Those people were much stronger.
Yeah, but so was the wine.
They can't walk.
The wine was strong.
The wine was very strong.
Right,
so...
Strong one.
But shecha doesn't mean beer.
Shecha means
strong. Look in Rashi and Chumash. Yayin v'shecha, yayin derech shichros. Doesn't mean wine and beer. It means wine that brings you to shikr.
Oh.
Which is revius.
So that doesn't apply if somebody
you could drink beer.
Hard liquor over there?
Right.
So they can drink hard liquor?
Yeah.
But the...
How could Kohenim not say l'chaim?
The issue is getting drunk or not.
So the restriction is only for wine?
Yep. Okay. V'lav itmar l'sigmar says, I understand. Amen av nachum amen rabarvu leishanu. Okay. This is exactly what you guys are saying. Rav Nachman said, no. Leishanu l'shasa revius. This union of 18 minutes or sleep is only if you drink only a revius. But if you drink more than a revius, traveling makes it even worse. And sleep for sure intensifies. Therefore, so the Gemara does say, yeah. So the Gemara says that they, if you drink more, then if I care, sleep makes it worse.
Raggy.
I don't make sense.
You don't make sense. I know you don't. You should make dollars.
Whereas the yang,
anyway, so the Gemara answers like this. 1 second. So therefore, wine would be forbidden, that opinion, because it's big. If you drink a lot of wine, then it takes longer than 18 minutes. But if you cut hair, you go for a quick haircut.
When the Gemara says that the long hair is disgusting, is that the 30 day?
Yeah. Okay, then the Gemara says like this. Rav Ashi Amar. Okay. So again, one answer, what's the difference between hair and wine? Because Gemara learned that, Gemara asked the question, so why are Kohenim today allowed to cut the hair? So the answer, we liken it to wine. Just like wine they could drink. So hair they can leave longer also. So, and then the Gemara answered, there's a difference between wine and hair only as far as how much wine it. Then the Gemara says like this, Rav Ashi Amar, Shesuye, there's a difference between long hair and wine. It says like this. Now the Gemara's question was, why is there an opinion that wine today they cannot drink, but hair everybody says they can grow long? Okay? So the Gemara answered the various answers before. Rav Ashi answers a very simple answer. Wine is stricter than hair. Because if a Kohen drank wine, his Aveda was not kosher. If a Kohen had long hair, now if he did, he wasn't allowed to have the long, but a Kohen with long hair did Aveda, it's kosher. So it's much stricter. So today we allow no wine according to that opinion. But here, Shesu Yayin, Rav Ashi says like this. Drinking wine, the mechal aveda, that invalidates the aveda of the Beis Hamikdash because it says not a kosher aveda. Gozu beirabon. The Chachamim said you're not allowed to drink wine today either. But pruyereish the machla aveda, long hair the b'diavad, the aveda that he did is kosher. Then the gozu beirabon. The Chacham didn't make a ban. In other words, it's very simple. Because why did the Chacham make a ban? Because maybe the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt. Yeah. But that's only, they made it for wine, because wine, it invalidates the Aveda. So if the Beis Hamikdash is immediately built, it's going to invalidate the Aveda. Long hair, okay, big deal, it's not a problem. So now the Gemara says, the Gemara is going to have a question on Rav Ashi. Maisi, I'll ask you a question. It says, Ve'elu shebemisa, these are things that if a Kohen does them, he gets killed. You know, it's chayiv misa. Pruyei reish, long hair, Ushsuya yayin, and drinking wine. So Gemara says, "Bishle mishusuya yayin." I understand why he gets misa because the pasuk says, "Yayin v'sheicher al teisht." Okay, ato v'necha you and your kids v'leisem musu. So it says clearly, if you drink wine, you're going to die. Alapruya reish minolam. Where does it say in the Torah that if you have long hair, you're going to die? The only thing the Torah says, if you're going to drink wine and serve. So then you're going to die. But where do we see it by hair? So the Gemara says, the Braisa says, the iskish shesuya yayin lepiruy reish. We liken wine to the hair. Ksiv reishim liigalechu. It says, don't cut your hair. Upera leishalechu, and you should not grow the long hair. V'yayin leyishtu, and then the same pasuk in Yechezkel says, don't drink wine. In Yechezkel, the Torah puts them both together. So mash sui yayin b'misa. This is what the Braisa says. Just like wine, you get misa. Apriresh b'misa, right? So what's the question? Umino lochedol. From here, we should understand mash sui yayin b'mechala aveda. If we're likening long hair to wine, right? Then both get killed. Then both should invalidate the aveda. So if that's the case. Mash suya yayin mechal aveda, just like wine invalidates the aveda, so then apriresh mechal aveda. So the Gemara's question is on Rav Ashi. How could Rav Ashi say there's a difference between wine, that according to that opinion, Kohanim cannot drink wine today, but here they could grow? So Rav Ashi said because this invalidates the aveda, this doesn't. But lochedah from this braisa, if we're likening long hair to wine, that they both get killed for it, so lochedah should invalidate the aveda. And the Gemara answers, Kasha, so you have a question. By the way, it's an interesting rule. When the Gemara answers, Kasha, it doesn't refute it. It could be the halacha even like the question. You have a question. Okay, so you have a question. But it doesn't invalidate the halacha. When the Gemara says the word tyufta, that means the person's refuted. Kasha means, you have a question. It's okay, so you have a question. It's not a question strong enough to refute that opinion. In fact, you have sometimes, Chassidus brings this down many times, but you have in the Gemara, Rav said a statement, and they asked a question, the Gemara says, Shosik Rav. Rav was quiet. Which simply means he didn't have what to answer. But the Rishonim write that even though Rav was Shosik Rav, the Halacha was like Rav anyway. He didn't answer, but it doesn't mean that he refuted the halacha. When it says tyufta means it's refuting.
What do you mean? He's using as a halacha or not? You say kasha. Using halacha or not? Is this
is kasha could still be what could still be.
There's no.
In fact, halacha is a kravashi, by the way.
The question is good. I can't answer your question, but the halacha is still.
Right, the halacha is still like that. In fact, the Rambam Paschal is a kravashi. That this desecrates the Aveda and this doesn't desecrate the Aveda.
What is the meaning of Kasha?
Kasha means it's a question.
Oh,
It's difficult. This is indeed
difficult. It's a difficulty. What does that mean?
What it means?
Challenging question.
So they can cut there right away. Why they say they do with the air serving the long air? Why they don't need to go with the long air to serve the air?
Why?
Yeah. Because they can cut it right
because they
away.
Don't look nice. Contrary to present day belief, or especially in the 60s, long hair is despicable. Long hair is despicable, and in the base of English, you have to look to the top. Not only that, the Kohen Gadol took a haircut. We're going to see later in the Gemara that talks about it. No, it took a very long haircut. Tasperes ben Elisha, the Gemara calls it. It's I don't know if we're not going to get there. Well, maybe if we finish the pedic, but it is a haircut that every hair was on the same level. The lower hair touched the bottom of the root of the top hair, and the top next one topped it. It was a very special haircut.
The buzz cut.
No, it took a long time to do it.
Layer cut.
Yeah, it was layered.
Did it take more than 18 minutes?
The Kohen Gadol? Yeah, the Kohen Gadol, what are you worried about?
They say that they cut any hair in the body. They
only the Levium once.
They shed
the Levium only once.
In Midbar.
Mm. Yeah, only Moshe Rabbeinu's time.
Could you show us how?
I could show it on you.
It's going to take a lot of razors.
Okay.
$50.
So the Gemara asks like this: Amar Leir Avinu Rav Ashi, this comparison between drinking and hair cutting came from a pasuk in Yecheskel, right? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, "Until Yecheskel, what? What happened to Yecheskel? It was much later." So the Gemara says, "Adle Yosi Yecheskel Manam." So who said long hair and drinking wine is the same? Well, Tamech, he says, "Okay, I'll ask you back a question." These Jews, he says. It says, David, let me tell you something. It says, a Kohen who, for whatever reason, that's what the Gemara is talking about. A Kohen that was uncircumcised is not allowed to work in the Beis Hamikdash. So he says, and Rav Chista said like this, David, let me tell you something. It doesn't say anywhere in Chumash that an uncircumcised Kohen cannot work in the Beis Hamikdash. Acha ba Yecheskel v'lem deinu. Until Yecheskel came and taught us, called Ben Nechad, all alive, any stranger uncircumcised in heart or uncircumcised in his flesh, lo yavel migdash, you should not come into my base of migdash. So again, the same question, Adalei ba Yecheskel man amra. So who said it until Yecheskel came? Elo, what does it mean? Like this, Gemara Gemirala. It was accepted tradition from Moshe Rabbeinu orally. In Yecheskel's time, they found the pasuk. But really, like everything else, Hachanami, the same thing over here. Gemara Gemiralei, it was a tradition for Moshe Rabbeinu that wine and hair is the same. Okay, this is left out of the Gemara. Okay, so therefore the Gemara says that until Yecheskel, they also knew it. The same thing, like a very practical question. We have Rashi's tefillin and Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. And before Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, what did they wear? It's like the same thing. What's the answer? It was tradition. And these people put a pus to it. That's what it means.
All right. You could maybe learn it from the Nazir. Because it says, no wine and or cut hair.
No.
So we know from
that. That's what the Gemara said before. No.
Well, I wasn't here.
I know you weren't here.
But I know it even before
we were
without
him. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu. You knew it from Moshe Rabbeinu, then you came. Okay.
Your face is
then the Gemara says like this.
Rabbi, you have to give him a special medal.
Okay, man kasim yichus v'sreshayim. Okay? There's a pasuk in Yecheskel that says like this. They should trim their heads. What does it mean they should trim their heads? Kamin tasperis lulonius. It was a lulonite haircut. So Gemara says, "My tasperis luliness. What is a lulonite haircut? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Tisperis Yechidah. It was a unique haircut of beauty. Hey, Chidami, what did it look like? Amar Rav Ashi, Reish Shalzeh, Bitzad Iku Shalzeh. The tip of this hair reached the base of the hair adjacent to it. Okay? In other words, this is the haircut, seemingly, even though Gemara says it's a regular kohen, but it really is a kohen gadol. Gemara says, Shalu es Rebbe. They asked Rebbe. The students asked Rebbe. Eze tasper shel kohen gadol. What is a haircut of a kohen gadol like? Amalehen, tzu'ur u'umi tasper shel ben alasha. Go look at the haircut of my son-in-law. Which is interesting. He was Rebbe's son-in-law. Ben alasha. Okay? Now, what does it mean, Ben Alasha? So Rashi says, oh, Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Eimer, Lo Yalchinam Pizer Ben Alasha Es Ma'esav. Ben Alasha spent a lot of money to learn that haircut. Why did he spend so much money to learn that unique haircut? He wanted to show to the students the Kohen Gadol's haircut. Now, obviously, Rebbe's son-in-law didn't live in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. But Rebbe was much, much, much after. And this was Rebbe's son-in-law. But the Gemara calls it Kohen Gadol's haircut, Tasperis of Ben Alasha, because he spent a lot of money to learn that haircut. Don't forget, Rebbe was very rich. His father, I'm sure his father-in-law supported him. He gave him the money, and Rebbe said, look at my son-in-law, Ben Alasha. He'll show you that's the haircut.
And he did it on himself?
It says that it seems that he did.
Are you allowed to do something that was unique to the
Kohen Gadol? This is not a problem.
Okay.
Because the Torah says you can't make replicas of the Beis Hamikdash, you're not allowed to make replicas of the Bigdei Kohuna. Exact replicas. Even today, you're not allowed to have a candelabra made out of metal that has seven branches to it, even if it's in different shapes.
But you can do nine.
You can do nine, you can do eight, you can do... You can't do a replica of seven. And the haircut of a Kohen Gadol, or whatever, that doesn't matter, that you could do either way.
Replica meaning exactly the same way it was, or any kind of seven?
Any kind of seven, even if it's not exactly the same. Correct.
Didn't look so good.
Who?
The haircut.
How do you know?
Into the picture.
There's a picture of it? It was layered.
Yeah, I mean, they make a tunnel underneath and goes from...
I don't know. You want to get such a haircut? You have to put on pants first.
Oh, it's like Caesar.
Caesar plus.
Okay.